My friends with benefits, Quentin, has quite the appetite. I'm often not enough for him. So, we brought my best friend Stacy into the mix. When I'm too tired, she tags in for the night. Of course, that wasn't my own motivation for bringing her into our bedroom. I simply like watching her. She looks amazing riding Quentin's cock, and I've come to enjoy watching them fuck just as much as being fucked myself. So this particular night, Quentin was extremely horny. He couldn't keep his hands off of me even before Stacy arrived. I was sure that she'd be enough to satiate him, but I guess I'd been done wrong. She came over and we fell into our usual routines. I found a nice comfy seat and let my own desires simmer as they began to take each other's clothes off. They spread across the bed, kissing and grabbing until they were a mess of limbs. I felt my own hand reaching between my thighs, teasing myself as Quentin teased Stacy, pressing against my clit through my leggings, grinding down on my hand as he pressed his fingers to her pretty little pink cunt. I could see how wet she was from where I was sitting. She moaned, her naked breasts heaving as she squirmed on his fingers. That's when Quentin looked at me. I felt my heart start to hammer in my ears as he motioned for me to join them. I went to the bed, and he yanked off my shirt, even sliding my leggings down off my ass. He pulled down my panties, and before I knew it, I was lying naked on the bed beside Stacy. He used both hands to tease us, his fingers pressing into my cunt and stretching me out. I was already soaking wet. Then he grabbed his cock and lined it up with Stacy's cunt. I watched as her mouth fell open as he pushed inside of her, his cock filling her to the brim. She moaned, clutching my hand as he pushed inside of her. She was in heaven. I could see it on her face. Once he was fully seated inside of her, he pulled completely out. He brought his soaking wet cock to my cunt, and I could only gasp before he pressed inside. He was covered in her juices and slid in easily, his hips pressed flush against mine. I could hardly breathe. It felt so good. And Stacy's hand was in mine, squeezing my little fingers as he throbbed inside of me. He smiled down at me as he moved inside of me, groaning as my pussy gripped him. Then he pulled out and shoved his cock back into Stacy. It was intoxicating getting used by him. I held Stacy's hand, pressing it between my breasts, against my heart, as he fucked into her. She moaned, gripping my hand in a vice grip. I couldn't help myself. I leaned over and sucked one of her nipples into my mouth, teasing her as Quentin fucked her pussy. She cried out in pleasure. Quentin pulled her up and onto her hands and knees, and then he pushed into her from behind. She kept crying out like an animal in heat. My pussy was still throbbing from being filled, and then his cock being taken away. I laid down in front of her, my legs spread wide, and my pussy on full display. She didn't need any words. thoughts before diving in. She ran her tongue across my pussy before slipping it inside of her, fucking me with her tongue as Quentin fucked her cunt.